This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. What is that, 9 days till opening day now here on your home of the Rangers? The excitement, the anticipation is building. It's going to be a great summer of baseball here on The Fan and likely into the fall as well. How do you make the most of it? Well, you might like to gamble on your baseball team or your sports teams in general. Right here from Bet Online, I have a Texas Rangers seasonal props here. And things you can gamble on. I do have a scoring system of either too hard to call it, Chief, or free money. And that's the way I look at these prop bets.
Okay, I love it. Yeah, I need that free money.
I'm always looking for those. You know, Vegas makes mistakes. Sometimes they don't realize what they've done. And they do set like a wager limit on a lot of these. So if you have some inside information, they basically don't want the house to be able to lose too much. They don't want to lose their butt. They want to leave that up to their customers. But I do have three of these that are easy double ups. And again, this is not gambling advice. This is a do your own research situation, entertainment purposes only. Hit the like button. Please subscribe. But if you do want to double your money on the Rangers, stick around. You got to give it about 6 months, though, it looks like. Corey Seager, total batting average in the 2025 regular season, 280. Brian, are you taking the over or the under on Corey Seager batting average, 280?
That needs to be over 280 is where I would go. I think there were some games in the spring where he was kind of struggling a little bit.
He was 278 last year, been over 280 in three of his last 5 years.
Man.
Yeah, and he was dealing with injuries last year.
That's what I was trying to think. I'm going to take the over, Gavin, on that one. Over 280, please.
Chief?
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. And I'm probably going to do it for his dongs as well. I don't know if you're doing the Seager dongs, but he had 30 last year. I think they have it at 28.5 for him.
They do.
This year. And again, obviously, most of it, especially when it comes to the home runs, it's going to come down to the health factor. But I do think there's more of you can't really pitch around Seager.
Okay.
With as long as the lineup's going to be healthy, I think that Bochy's going to be able to insulate Seager in a way to where they're going to have to pitch to him.
Well, that sounds amazing. I would probably say too hard to call it myself. That would probably be no bet for me.
Okay.
But man, that would be a lot of fun.
So we have a no bet option here?
Yeah, no bet. No bet if you want.
I thought we were just having a bet or not.
I'm making it rain on both of these.
Okay. Strong confidence.
Yeah.
Corey Seager over 280. Getting up there. Total home runs 28.5. Okay. How about Marcus Semien total home runs in the 2025 regular season? It's 23.5, Brian. You going over or under on that?
Going under on that one.
Yeah, I think Marcus Semien confidence is at an all-time low. The sentiment for Semien's at an all-time low. I want to believe in the guy. I think maybe taking him out of the lineup to the extent that he's been every day might help him. I think maybe getting him some DH reps might help him, you know, hit the ball, be a little bit more consistent. But, man, the guy goes through such massive slumps. Mm. You know, I think you're going to have to do that work in about 3 or 4 months while you're hot, because when it goes cold for Marcus Semien. I'm taking the under, Chief.
What was the number?
23.5.
23.5. I think he had 23 last year, and that was felt like a little bit of a down year for him, the fatigue factor. But he's a big question mark this year. So I would probably go the under as well.
How about Adolis Garcia, 25.5? If that happens, it is going to be an amazing summer. I'm just hoping Dolly's not getting old on us. I'm going to take the under, though, Brian. You know I hate to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I really believe in the guy, but I just feel like chances are better than not that what we saw last year was kind of the beginning of a slide into his mid-30s there for Dolly.
I think you're baseball foolish right now.
There you go, Broadus.
And I'm going to go with the over the 25.5 here.
Wow, I can't believe Broadus just called me a fool, Chief. Did you like that?
I loved it.
That was quite a brushback. Yeah.
Baseball foolish.
Gets my stamp of approval on that. You're starting to see him turn around a little bit here in the spring. I think he's getting hot right as the season is about to start. And last year he had 25, and that wasn't a year that we really appreciated.
No, not at all. We have five player props remaining. Three of them are of the free money variety. Wyatt Langford, total home runs in the 2025 regular season. Mind you, guy hit 8 in September. He was heating up big time in the second half of the season.
This line has to be what, 25.5?
I would think so.
24.5.
And
I'd feel good about the over. I think he's got 30 home run potential, but yeah. I mean, I would say if you put me down for 25 Langford dongs, I would say I feel great about it.
The over-under is at 18.5, and that, Brian, is why I feel like this is free money.
18.5?
Load it up.
Mm. They're disrespecting our guy.
That's a mortgage payment special.
I'm thinking when you look at everything is in the great category when it comes to bat speed, squaring things up, hard hit balls, barrel up, exit velocity, give me the over on this.
Okay, how about Jake Berger, total home runs in the 2025 regular season? 25.5, it's our guy, but he's averaged over 30 the last 2 years. And the way that he's swinging it going into this, it's unbelievable. The exit velo, the power that we were able to witness for ourselves right there in the press box. And surprise, I'm going over on that as well. That's free money. You with me on that, Jake Berger?
I'm with you. I think the Berger bombs are going to be real this year. 25.5. That's a fair number, but didn't Walchuk pick him to be the wasn't Walchuk's pick Berger for the team lead in home runs?
I think so.
He did.
Walchuk's got him at 35.
Wow, a lot of people expecting big things there from Jake Berger, so I like that one. But Brian, I think the easiest out of all the Rangers props you can find right now, with our friend Jimmy Shapiro over there at Bet Online, is Jacob DeGrom ERA in the regular season, the over under 2.9. Are you kidding me? You saw how lights out this guy was last September. We did not see him in surprise, but we've seen the stats and we've heard the eyewitness accounts. Jacob DeGrom is every bit as good as he was in his Cy Young years. You don't even have to like get 15 wins on this.
Right.
That would be no bet. There's no way I'm going to bet on DeGrom to do something like this. But he starts 10 games. He has an ERA under 2.9. You've doubled your money. I think that's a Vegas mistake.
So you're saying his ERA is 2.90?
2.99. Over under.
Oh, the last 3 years, he's at 2.52.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the quality of... Yeah. Like the drop off doesn't feel like it's there at all. We have questions about his sustainability in terms of the health factor, but this just being the ERA, you know, when he's out there, he is still maybe the best pitcher in all of baseball.
Yeah.
That feel your free monies. You hit the nail on the head on your free monies.
Yeah. Yeah. We're cashing out some serious tickets here. Now, if you were wondering, the actual Jacob DeGrom over under for wins is 8.5. I don't know. Probably no bet.
Yeah.
Too hard to call it. Fingers crossed.
The last 3 years have been 2022 was 5-4, 2-0, and 0-0.
Yeah. So if you're doing over 8.5, you need him to get 9 wins. That means how many starts roughly do you think he needs to actually pull that off?
11.
I mean, 11. Yeah. I mean, I guess you're looking
between 15 and 20.
Right. Right. Which is, I think we should all be expecting him to start 15 to 20 games.
Okay.
But to bet on it is probably too much to ask.
That's one of those that I would be kicking myself, I think. But hey, he could have that by the time we get to June 1st. Nathan Eovaldi total wins in the regular season. His over under is at 10.5. And we're 3 hours down, 2 to go here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Rangers, things you can gamble on. Thought you'd appreciate it. Now, Sans is going to join us coming up in about 40 minutes or so to talk about the signing from today. Chief has an edition of Football's Finest coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Why the Cowboys swung and missed on Cooper Kupp and Ja'Marr Chase's one complaint about Cincinnati next in the nation.